Yin and yang symbolize opposite life choices. Valedictorians from high school often do well in college and careers, with many earning graduate degrees and landing top jobs. However, they typically stick to conventional paths without making groundbreaking changes. On the other hand, rule breakers, though often not top students, are the ones who disrupt and innovate. Surprisingly, a study of 700 American millionaires found that they averaged a modest 2.9 GPA in school. Outliers possess diverse genes and approaches, shaping them into society's exceptional minds, artists, and leaders. Despite their extraordinary talents, many struggle with issues like depression, violence, and alcoholism. Surprisingly, what might seem like disadvantages can sometimes give them a competitive edge. Take Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps, who looks oddly proportioned on land, less athletic even. However, his long arms, short legs, and large hands and feet make him uniquely suited for dominating the pool and winning gold medals. Similarly, individuals who overcome tragedies, like losing parents at a young age. For example, famous figures like Abraham Lincoln, Mark Twain, Gandhi, and Michelangelo often achieved incredible success. Choose your path. Life often brings both good and bad luck. When you decide on one path, you inevitably give up others. Every choice you make has costs and missed opportunities. Identify what you excel at and focus on those strengths rather than struggling with weaknesses. Once you understand your strengths, passions, and values, seek out a workplace that appreciates who you are and what you do best. Nice guys. In the short term, people who behave badly and avoid hard work often fare better than kind, diligent workers. This happens as long as they impress their bosses, either by flattering them or making a good impression. Nice guys earn less money and miss out on promotions as a result. Over time, lazy or dishonest people influence others. If they go unchecked, almost everyone else becomes selfish and untrustworthy. This can lead to the collapse of the entire group. Even one troublemaker can reduce group performance by more than a third. If you succeed by being antisocial, you might destroy the very environment that helped you succeed. Plus, you'll end up surrounded by people you can't stand. So it pays to be kind. Trust and skepticism, keys to success. Being nice can pay off, according to Wharton professor Adam Grant. He found that generous people, which he calls givers, can either do very well or very poorly. The crucial factor is whether these givers balance their kindness with a healthy dose of caution. By being helpful yet skeptical, you can come out on top. Grant advises against thinking in terms of winners and losers, what he calls zero-sum thinking, where someone else's success means your failure. Being nice can pay off, according to Wharton professor Adam Grant. He found that generous people, which he calls givers, can either do very well or very poorly. The crucial factor is whether these givers balance their kindness with a healthy dose of caution. By being helpful yet skeptical, you can come out on top. Grant advises against thinking in terms of winners and losers, what he calls zero-sum thinking, where someone else's success means your failure, WGNF. Transform your difficulties into a game to boost your perseverance. Break down big goals into smaller tasks and turn each task into a fun challenge. By gamifying your challenges, you'll find it enjoyable and stay motivated to keep going. Make them winnable. Most people lose about 80% of the time when playing well-designed games. Despite this, they keep going because they believe they can win. Many eventually do win, and they're confident they'll succeed if they keep trying. Build in novelty. Good games present new challenges at just the right times and offer levels that get harder as you progress. They should never be so tough that you can't win. Attach goals. In video games, players are drawn to clear goals, constant feedback, and increasingly difficult levels. These games keep people engaged by offering achievable yet challenging tasks that test their skills. Give feedback. Games grab your attention because they constantly give you feedback. You crave feedback to tackle challenges and achieve your goals. Set daily goals to track progress towards your bigger objectives. Grit knows when to stop. Choosing to persist towards success and happiness doesn't always mean never giving up. Time and energy are limited resources. When you focus on one thing, you inevitably sacrifice another. Life is about making trade-offs. Strategic quitting is about consciously reducing one activity to prioritize another. Deciding what to focus on in life can be tricky. It's okay to try different things and learn from failures. When it comes to relationships, choosing a partner can feel daunting, like wondering if you should marry after just a few dates. Studies show your chances of finding a perfect match are rare, like winning a lottery only once in 10,000 lifetimes. Short-term love often seems promising, but it tends to fade after about a decade. On the other hand, arranged marriages tend to have higher success rates in the long run. WHOOP. To make a decision, use the WHOOP process. Wish, outcome, obstacle, plan. First, dream about what you want. Then, decide what you want to achieve. Identify what stands in your way and create a plan to overcome it. This method works when your goals are realistic, when you have the skills for the job or a plan to get them. WHOOP can help you focus and take action on your projects effectively. Extrovert or introvert? For most careers, being social like an extrovert is key, even if it's not your natural style. Creating a large network of friends and associates, both close and distant, is crucial. Extroverts and those with big networks tend to achieve more, earn more money, and lead happier lives, even if they're just acting extroverted. Being active socially also leads to longer and healthier lives. For example, Isaac Newton, known as one of history's smartest individuals, achieved his remarkable feats entirely on his own. Introverts generally excel academically and become experts in various fields like science, banking, programming, sports, or music. They also tend to commit fewer crimes, have less adultery, and encounter fewer financial losses and accidents. Most people fall somewhere between being introverted and extroverted. Regardless of where you land, unless you're Isaac Newton, building networks and collaborating with others are crucial for success. Listen more, speak less. Develop friendships and expand your network by supporting others, listening actively, seeking their opinions and advice, and asking for their help. Invest time in relationships. Engage on social media, but prioritize in-person or phone interactions for meaningful connections. Connect with groups that mirror your goals. For instance, join health-conscious clubs to boost your fitness. Don't ignore colleagues. Those with large social circles often advance quickly. Proceed with confidence, but exercise caution in your actions. Successful people build confidence, which fuels further success. Confidence boosts earnings, even when unfounded. Faking confidence benefits leaders, enhancing their influence despite inner doubts. Smiling can lift your mood, staying positive boosts success chances, and power poses build confidence. However, these benefits from faking it are short-lived. Deceiving yourself and others can backfire. Overconfident behavior can lead to harm. CEOs with big egos often cause company failures. Powerful leaders may lose empathy, have more affairs, and lie more. A bit of uncertainty and self-doubt can make you a better listener, more willing to share credit, and less likely to act aggressively. It's good to be humble because it helps you avoid mistakes, even if rules or procedures force you to be. You do need confidence, but it should come with caution. Optimism is good, but a touch of pessimism can keep you from making foolish mistakes. Finding a balance is key. Instead of focusing on showing confidence or doubt, it might be more effective to learn to forgive yourself. Being kind to yourself helps you feel good about who you are without being arrogant. Both confidence and humility bring benefits like strength, positivity, health, happiness, and wisdom. Strive for excellence or settle for good enough. Which is better? To excel in your field, prepare for immense dedication and effort. Achieving expertise takes about 10,000 hours, and becoming outstanding requires even more. Intelligence alone isn't enough. What really counts is putting in the hours of hard work. This means dedicating time to learning and improving on your own. Fortunately, when you're passionate about your field and use your strengths, focused work doesn't feel like a chore. Choosing a career that deeply interests you and contributes meaningfully is crucial, especially if work is a big part of your life. Choosing a career path wisely and committing to it can lead to great achievements. However, achieving success often comes with sacrifices. Many passionate professionals find that their dedication to their careers strains their relationships with friends, spouses, and children. It's a trade-off that most high achievers must face, as balancing both aspects is challenging. When highly productive scientists and artists marry, their work output often decreases. This is something to expect, even if you love what you do. Conversely, if you dislike your job, pushing too hard can result in burnout. Main point: optimal work hours and sleep for better performance. Unless you aim for extraordinary achievements like Einstein or Mozart, sticking to reasonable work hours can make you happier. Getting enough sleep is crucial too. Otherwise, you'll feel like you're stumbling around like a drunk, performing well below others who are well-rested, even if they're not as naturally gifted as you. Discover a career that fits you well and avoid becoming obsessed with it. Instead of getting caught up in competition with others, focus on setting your own goals and defining what success means to you. Comparing yourself to others only leads to stress and disappointment. The Big Four. To live a balanced life, prioritize these top four important measures. 1. Happiness. Aim to discover joy and satisfaction in your life. 2. Achievement. Strive to accomplish challenging and meaningful goals. 3. Significance. Make sure your actions positively impact others. 4. Legacy. Live in ways that benefit those around you. Seize command. To take charge of your life, manage how you spend your time. Identify where you waste time and focus on using it more effectively on your main priorities. Discuss your goals with your boss to free up time for activities outside of work. Rather than making a to-do list, organize your day into a schedule. Set aside dedicated time for focused work, avoiding distractions like emails and meetings. Find a quiet spot for deep concentration. Decide when you'll finish work for the day and stick to it. Wrap up by reviewing your tasks for tomorrow. Key points. 1. Choose paths wisely, balancing strengths and trade-offs for success and happiness. 2. Diversity and adversity reveal unique advantages for outliers and challenges. 3. Kindness pays off long-term, building trust and sustainable success in relationships. 4. Overcome challenges by breaking them into fun, smaller tasks. 5. Know when to quit strategically to focus on what matters most. 6. Aim for excellence in areas of passion while acknowledging the value of good enough. 7. Prioritize happiness, achievement, significance, and legacy for a balanced and fulfilling life.